At the beginning, towards the beginning of Parshat Yitro, Torah tells us that Yitro heard what happened, and he wants to go to join Bnei Yisrael, and he takes with him Tzipporah, his daughter Moshe's wife, Vetshnei Vaneha. And they bring along her two children, Asher Shema Achad Gershom, Ki Amar Gerayiti Beretz Nachriya, V'Shema Achad Eliezer, Ki Elokei Avi Be'ezri Ve'atzilein Mecherev Paro. Two sons, the oldest one's name is Gershom, the second one's name is Eliezer. And Gershom is called Gershom because Gerayiti Beretz Nachriya, Eliezer is called Eliezer, Ki Elokei Avi Be'ezri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me and he saved me from Paro's sword. So I want to focus a little bit about the name Gershom. And the truth is, to a certain extent, I could have given this bar Torah in Parshat Shmot, because the Torah tells us in Parshat Shmot that Moshe has a son, his oldest, and his name is Gershom. And exactly as it says here, Gershom ki gerayiti beretz nachriya. So I have four questions. Four questions are really two questions, but I have four questions. He's called Gershom, as in Ger Shah, Ger over there, ki ger hayiti beretz nachriya. Now when he named his son Gershom, the Eretz Nachriya wasn't there. It was where he was. Where he was at the moment when Gershom was born, that was the Eretz Nachriya. He was in Midian. So why does he call the place Shom? It should be Ger Po. Here I'm again. Secondly, why does he use the past tense? Ki Ger Hayiti Be'eretz Nachriya. When he named Gershom Gershom, it wasn't the past tense that he was once a ger. At that very moment he was a ger. Beretz Nachmiya. He was in Midian. So why does he use the past tense? Thirdly, why is he naming his son Stranger? What's the big deal? Okay, Gerayiti Beretz Nachriya. So for that you name your kid. What's the importance? And finally, the name for his second son, Eliezer, Ki Elokei Avi Be'ezri Ve'atzilein Mecherev Paro, that he was saved from Paro's sword. So that's something worthwhile praising. And naming your kid. So why did he only name his second child that? Why didn't he name that, give that name to his first child? So these are the four questions. From a certain perspective, I think the first two are one and the second two are a second one. I'm going to try to answer them. Moshe Rabbeinu grows up in Paro's palace. And when he reaches a certain age of maturity, Torah tells us in Parshat Shmot, Vayi bayam emehem, vayigdal Moshe, vayetze elacha, vayar besivlotam, vayar ish mitzri makai ish evri me'acha. We know the story. He kills the ish mitzri. The next day, Dasan and Aviran are fighting. Misam chal esar v'shafet aleinu. Vayira Moshe v'yomer achinu da davar. Paro wants to kill Moshe, and Moshe runs away to Midian. Moshe is away from Mitzrayim for many, many years. We know from Pesukim that he returns to Mitzrayim when he's 80, approaching the age of 80. And he left Mitzrayim, presumably when he's a young man. Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze Alachav. It sounds like, and then the next day, soon after, he runs away. So he seems to have been away from Mitzrayim for decades. What's he thinking that whole time? What's going through Moshe Rabbeinu's mind? His family is, I don't know how many, hundreds of miles away. He presumably has no contact. I don't know. He not have had any contact with them. No connection. He's all alone. He's the only descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov where he is, presumably. There's nobody else. So what's going through his mind? And the answer is, throughout all those decades, he's Beretz Nachriya. He's in a strange land. And that whole time, he's a ger. He's a stranger. He's not at home. I'm a stranger in a strange land. Because this is not my home. These are not my people. My people are elsewhere. And to a certain extent, I would rather be with my people. And he maintained those feelings throughout the entire time. From the moment he ran away from Mitzrayim until he returns, he always, always felt, Kiger Hayiti Beretz Nachriya. And for that, he wanted to give Shevach. That he was able to always maintain that relationship with his, that connection to his people, despite the fact that he was cut off from them, despite the fact that he lived in a foreign country, surrounded by foreign people, but he always felt himself as a bit of a foreigner. And Baruch Hashem, he felt that way. He never assimilated into the society around him. And that was something that's definitely worthwhile to give Shevach v'odoya l'Hashem Yisbarach to. The Malbim says something along those lines. But why Sham? Why there? Why Hayiti? So I think the following. Moshe Rabbeinu had a tremendous amount of emunah. That the situation that he was in was only temporary. Whether it would last for a few months or a few years or a few decades, but it was only temporary. And there was going to come a time when he's going to be reunited back with his people out of the Eretz Nachriya. And when that time comes, he wants to remember what it was like, how important it was that he remained a stranger. So in a certain sense, he named his child Al Ha'atid for the future. I don't want to call him right now, I am a stranger in a strange land, right now, because Ger Po, Ger Khan, instead of Ger Sham, because there's going to come a day, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, I don't know exactly when, maybe next year, I'm going to be reunited. And then the name will be obsolete. I'm no longer be a Ger Khan. So he named his child for the future because he knew that this was only a temporary situation. And there'll come a time when he's reunited, and then what's his child's name? Gershom. Why Gershom? Because there, before I came back, there, I was a Ger. But right now I'm not. And that's why he called him, and he named him in the past tense, as if it was already in the future. And why not Eliezer first? Why not Elokei Avi Bezri Vayatzileinu Mecharev Paro? That seems to be the first thing you should call him. Because Moshe Rabbeinu felt that being saved from Paro's sword was a sort of means to an end. He wasn't just saved from Paro's sword so he could go and live a life of whatever he wanted to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected something of him. And therefore he expected something of himself. The Vayatzileini Mecharev Paro was to a certain extent secondary. It was important, but it was important because there's something that's going to be in the future. And that's what he knew the whole time. And he was Beretz Nachriya. What it was, what his future was, he wasn't yet a Navi. But deep down, and maybe even not only deep down, he knew that somehow or another there was something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected, something he's going to have to do. So the more important thing right now is to always remember that connection to his people. The key right now was that he was a Ger Beretz Nachriya, because he has to return. That's what he has to remember right now. When he was Zochet to have a second child, then he says, that which got me here also has to be commemorated. The fact that I was saved from Paro's sword needs to also be commemorated. But the important thing is, right now, I have to remember I'm a stranger in a strange land. And this won't last forever. This will one time be history. Kiger Hayiti. I once was. But I'm going to be reunited, and there's something that I need to accomplish. Baruch Hashem, we're all beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence. Sometimes in a miraculous way. And sometimes in a day-to-day normal way, which too is miraculous. We just don't view it as supernatural. And we have to ask ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed me in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me from Paro's sword, literally, figuratively, from all sorts of trials and tribulations. Why? There's got to be a purpose. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world, and he gives me what I need to survive, there's got to be a reason for it. What's that reason? What's expected of me? What should I expect of myself? Questions are not easily answered. Because we certainly are not Nevi'im. And we don't have Nevi'im to turn to. And the answer to these questions are not always so crystal clear. But we need to ask the questions. Moshe Rabbeinu knew somehow. He was born, his whole life was miraculous. He knew that somehow something was going to be expected of him. But in many ways, our lives are no less miraculous. Birth is miraculous. It's a normal miraculous, but it is miraculous. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect of us? We don't always know the answer. But as we lead our lives and live our lives, we should live them in a manner, in a way, in which we can begin to attempt to answer those questions. To try to figure out what we can do and what we should be doing to live our lives if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to us as the greatest gift. Stop here.